Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, today we're taking a look at something pretty unsettling.
Oh yeah.
It's this new malware threat
Yeah.
that's been making headlines. It's called Glutton.
Glutton, yeah.
And it's been making some pretty big waves in the cybersecurity world.
I think a good analogy is that it's kind of like a digital buffet,
Okay.
except in this case, Glutton is the one doing all the devouring.
Right. Yeah, like it's coming to the buffet and just eating everything in sight.
Exactly. And what makes it even scarier
Yeah.
is that Glutton isn't picky about what it eats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it targets these popular PHP frameworks like Laravel.
Oh, I know Laravel,
Yeah. And ThinkPHP.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are frameworks that power tons of websites and
Sure.
applications that we use every day.
Yeah, definitely.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
It's also been found, you know, lurking around on servers used by other cybercriminals.
Whoa, so it's like targeting the bad guys too.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like there's no honor amongst thieves in the digital world.
Wow, that's a pretty unusual approach, right? Like most malware tries to stay hidden.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But this is like Glutton is playing both sides.
It is, and the way it gets in
Okay.
is pretty sneaky.
Okay, tell me more.
So imagine Glutton, like a burglar,
Okay.
trying to break into your house. It's looking for, you know, a weak spot,
Sure.
an unlocked window, maybe a flimsy door.
Okay.
And in the digital world, those weak spots are called vulnerabilities.
Right, flaws in the code.
Exactly, flaws in the code. And Glutton can exploit those to sneak in.
So it's looking for those vulnerabilities, but
Yeah.
what happens if it can't find one?
Right.
Does it just give up?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It can also use what's called a brute force attack,
Oh, brute force.
which is basically trying every key on a giant key ring
Okay.
until you know one fits the lock.
Gotcha.
In this case, the keys are passwords,
Yeah, right
and
on.
Glutton just keeps trying different combinations
Oh.
until it finds one that works.
So that's why it's so important to have a strong password.
Absolutely.
Got it. Okay,
Yeah.
so let's say Glutton gets in,
Okay.
whether it's through a vulnerability or a weak password.
Right.
What does it actually do once it's inside?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
So Glutton is designed in this modular way.
Modular.
It's kind of like Lego sets
Okay.
where you can, you know, mix and match different pieces
Yeah.
to create all sorts of things.
I like that analogy.
So each module has a specific function,
Okay.
and the attackers can choose which ones they want to use.
Oh, so it's like a custom toolkit.
Yeah, it's a customizable toolkit
And Glutton is the master builder.
for cybercrime. That's a great way to put it.
So what kind of tools are we talking about here?
Well, you know, it can steal data,
Okay.
like passwords,
Yeah.
financial information, which is, you know, pretty standard for malware, but it can also execute code,
Oh, that's so good.
which means it can basically take control of your system and make it do whatever it wants.
That's scary.
It can even change how it communicates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it switches between TCP and UDP,
TCP and UDP.
which are like different languages computers use to talk to each other.
Okay.
So this helps it stay hidden and avoid detection.
So it's like Glutton is speaking in code, making
Exactly.
it harder to understand what it's saying.
That's a good way to put it.
That's clever and unsettling.
Yeah, it is. And what makes it even more concerning
Okay.
is that Glutton seems to have this particular interest in stealing data from web browsers,
Oh, from web browsers.
which is something people often overlook as a security risk.
Yeah, I guess you don't think about your browsers being like
Right.
a place where a lot of your information is stored.
No, and Glutton uses a tool called Hack Browser Data
Hack browser data.
that specifically targets browsers,
But
siphoning off sensitive information.
like passwords, I'm guessing.
Passwords, browsing history, even autofill data.
Oh, wow. So like all that stuff that you save
Yep.
Yeah.
in your browser.
Exactly.
That's scary. So it's like our browsers are becoming the new digital wallets
I think that's a good analogy.
full of valuable information that cyber criminals are eager to get their hands on.
Absolutely. And if Glutton manages to steal this data,
Yeah.
the possibilities are pretty frightening.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, all that stolen information could be used for future phishing attacks
Fishing,
where
yeah.
they try to trick you into giving up even more sensitive information,
Right.
or social engineering, where
Okay.
they use, you know, your personal information to manipulate you
Oh, yeah.
into doing something they want.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, like imagine getting an email that looks like it's from your bank,
Okay.
but it's actually a trap
Oh, yeah.
set by Glutton
Right.
using information it stole from your browser.
Oh, man. That's some seriously insidious stuff.
Yeah, it is. And the discovery of Glutton itself
Okay.
is shrouded in a bit of mystery.
Oh, really?
So back in April 2024,
Okay.
a cybersecurity firm called Kianxin X Lab
Kianxin X Lab.
found Glutton
Okay.
and linked it to a group called Winty.
Winty.
Also known as APT-41.
APT-41.
Yeah.
Isn't Winty like a pretty notorious state-sponsored hacking group?
They're believed to be based in China.
Okay.
And have been linked to some high-profile cyber attacks in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the catch.
Okay.
Some aspects of Glutton don't quite fit Winty's usual style.
Interesting. So we've got this malware that's targeting everyone.
Right.
Even other hackers.
Yeah.
It's stealing data from browsers.
Yeah.
There's a potential connection to a state-sponsored group. But you're saying there's something off about that connection.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Winty,
okay.
Winty is known for being incredibly stealthy and sophisticated.
Okay.
They typically use encryption, to hide their activity and make their code hard to analyze. But Glutton doesn't seem to care much about hiding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It sends data over regular HTTP.
Okay.
Instead of the more secure HTTPS.
Right.
And its code isn't obfuscated.
Obfuscated.
Meaning it's easier to read and understand.
Oh, so it's not hiding.
Right. It's not hiding. And that's just not how Windy usually operates.
So is it possible then that Glutton is actually the work of someone else?
It's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
It could be inspired by Windy.
Right.
But created by another group.
Okay.
Perhaps as a way to mislead investigators.
Oh, interesting.
Or even frame Windy for their activities.
Like a false flag kind of thing.
Exactly. Or it could be a new player on the scene altogether.
Right. Someone who just learned from Windy but doesn't care as much about hiding.
That's possible, too.
Wow. So the plot thickens.
Yeah.
We've got this mysterious malware.
Right.
A potential false flag operation.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah. It's definitely intriguing.
This is getting pretty intense, even for the internet.
Absolutely.
But how does a Glutton attack actually play out in the real world?
Okay.
Like if we could break it down step by step.
Sure. So picture this. The attackers find a vulnerability in a website or an application.
Yeah.
Maybe an outdated version of Laravel or ThinkPHP.
Okay.
They exploit that vulnerability to sneak in and plant the first stage of Glutton.
Okay.
Which is like their advanced team.
Gotcha.
This stage is called the Task Loader module.
Task Loader.
And its job is to assess the situation.
Okay.
Figure out what kind of system it's dealing with and fetch any additional tools it might need.
So it's like Glutton is sending in a scout.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah, to scope out the territory before launching the main attack.
Exactly. Once the task loader has gathered enough information, it deploys the next stage called the client loader module.
Client loaders.
And this is where Glutton really starts to dig in.
Okay.
The client loader makes sure that Glutton survives.
Oh.
Even if the system reboots.
Oh, so it's like a digital cockroach.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
That just won't go away.
Exactly.
Okay, now I'm starting to get really creeped out.
I can understand that.
So Glutton has snuck in. It's figured out the lay of the land.
Right.
It's made itself comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
Now it's time for the main act.
Okay.
Glutton starts executing its malicious payloads.
Malicious payloads. So like the weapons in its arsenal?
That's a good way to think about it, yeah.
What kind of weapons are we talking about here?
It depends on the attacker's goals.
Okay.
Could be anything from stealing data to launching further attacks.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so if my computer is infected with Glutton, are there any signs I should be looking out for?
Yeah, so you probably won't see your screen turn green and start flashing warning messages.
Okay.
But you might notice some subtle clues.
Okay.
So your computer might start running slower than usual.
Yeah.
Or you might see a spike in your internet usage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These could be signs that Glutton is at work in the background, stealing your data,
right,
communicating with its command and control servers.
So my computer's acting sluggish.
Yeah.
And my internet bill is through the roof.
Exactly.
I might have a digital Glutton on my hands.
It's worth investigating.
Definitely. Okay. But there's another,
right,
even more insidious aspect of Glutton that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's the tool, hack browser data,
right,
that steals sensitive information from web browsers.
Right.
But you said earlier that browsers are often overlooked as a security risk.
They are.
Why is that?
I think a lot of people see their browser as just a window to the internet.
Right. Yeah, just a way to access websites.
Yeah, but it's actually a treasure trove of personal information.
All right.
We store so much sensitive data in our browsers these days.
Mm-hmm. Passwords.
Passwords, credit card details.
Yeah.
Browsing history, location data.
Wow.
All sorts of things.
So hack browser data is like the master key
It is.
that unlocks all those secrets,
Yeah.
giving the attackers access to a gold mine of personal information.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm officially freaked out.
I can understand why.
This is starting to feel like a scene from a spy movie.
Right.
But instead of secret agents, it's malware stealing our digital secrets.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
Seriously, how do we protect ourselves from this digital glutton?
Well, the good news is
Okay.
that a lot of the basic cybersecurity practices you've probably heard before still apply.
Okay, good.
So strong passwords are crucial.
Yeah.
Make them long, complex, unique for each account.
Right.
Don't use the same password for everything.
Okay.
It's also a good idea to enable multi-factor authentication
Multi-factor authentication.
wherever possible.
Okay.
This adds an extra layer of security,
Gotcha.
making it much harder for hackers to get in,
Okay.
even if they have your password.
So it's like having a double lock on your front door.
That's a great way to think about it.
Okay, strong passwords. Multi-factor authentication. Got it.
Yeah.
But what about those of us who aren't tech wizards?
Right.
Are there simpler steps that we can take?
Definitely. So one of the most important things is to keep your software updated.
Software updates.
Yeah, remember those vulnerabilities we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Those weak spots that
Yeah.
Glutton can exploit? Developers are constantly patching those vulnerabilities,
Right.
releasing updates
Okay.
to fix the flaws in their code.
So it's like fixing those cracks in your walls
Exactly.
before the burglar can squeeze through.
That's a good way to put it.
I like these analogies.
Oh.
They really do make it more understandable.
So updating your software is like putting up a fresh coat of paint on your digital house,
Okay.
making it much harder for Glutton to find a way in.
Okay, good.
And don't just update, your PHP frameworks like Laravel and ThinkPHP.
Right.
Keep your operating system updated, your browsers, everything.
Okay.
Those updates often include important security patches
Okay.
that can protect you from malware.
So it's like a digital spring cleaning.
That's a great way to think about it.
Get rid of all the old junk. Patch up the holes.
Right.
Make sure everything is squeaky clean.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good weekend project.
It is. And if you really want to ramp up your security,
Okay.
you might want to consider using a password manager.
A password manager.
Yeah.
Isn't that just for people who can't remember their passwords?
It can help with that.
Okay.
But it's also a really powerful security tool.
Okay.
So a good password manager can generate strong, unique passwords
Okay.
for all your accounts and store them securely so
Right.
you don't have to remember them all.
Gotcha.
It's like having a digital vault for your passwords,
Okay.
and it takes a lot of the hassle out of managing your online security.
Yeah, I could see how that would be helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so password managers, updates, strong passwords, multi-factor authentication. Anything else we should be doing?
Yeah, you want to be cautious about what you click on.
Okay.
Don't open attachments from unknown senders,
Yeah.
and be wary of clicking on links in emails or social media messages,
Okay.
especially if they seem too good to be true.
Right. Too good to be true.
Yeah, because phishing scams are becoming increasingly sophisticated,
Right.
and Glutton could easily be lurking behind those tempting offers
Right.
or urgent requests.
Oh, yeah. So it's like being a little more skeptical online.
Exactly, like
Yeah.
not trusting every stranger who knocks on your digital door.
Right. A healthy dose of skepticism can go a long way.
It definitely can.
Okay. And if you really want to be proactive,
Yeah.
you might want to consider investing
Right.
in some advanced security solutions, like an intrusion detection system.
Yeah, an intrusion detection system.
Sounds pretty high tech.
It is, but it can be a valuable tool,
Okay.
especially if you're running a business or handling sensitive data.
Right.
Think of it like a digital bodyguard for your network.
Okay.
It constantly monitors for suspicious activity
Gotcha.
and can block Glutton
Right.
before it can even get a foothold.
So it's like having someone watching your back all the time.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So we've got layers of protection,
Right.
strong passwords, cautious clicking,
Yeah.
maybe even a digital bodyguard.
Right.
Anything else we can do?
One more thing, back up your data regularly.
Back up your data.
Yeah, so if the worst happens
Right.
and you do get hit by malware,
Okay.
you'll be able to restore your system without losing everything.
Okay, so it's like an insurance policy for your digital life.
That's a great analogy.
You hope you never have to use it, but it's peace of mind knowing it's there.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about how to protect ourselves from glutton,
Right.
but let's shift gears for a moment
Okay.
and go back to something you mentioned earlier,
Sure.
The fact that Glutton has been used to target servers
Right.
used by other cyber criminals.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. So that's one of the most puzzling and intriguing aspects of Glutton. You know, it's like the malware equivalent of a double agent playing both sides of the field.
Yeah.
So we've seen cases where Glutton has infiltrated servers used by ransomware groups, for example.
Ransomware groups?
Yeah.
Those are the ones who lock up your data and demand a ransom to get it back?
Exactly.
So Glutton is essentially stealing from the thieves.
That's a good way to put it.
Is that even possible?
It definitely is, remember. Yeah. Glutton is designed in that modular way.
Right.
So it can be adapted for different purposes.
Gotcha.
In the case of ransomware groups, Glutton could potentially be used to steal their encryption keys.
Oh, their encryption keys.
The digital codes they use to lock up victims' data.
So it's like Glutton is stealing the master key that unlocks all the digital safes.
That's a great idea.
That could potentially disrupt their operations.
Right.
And even help victims get their data back.
Exactly. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating twist in the ongoing battle against cybercrime. But it also raises some important questions about the motives behind these attacks.
Absolutely.
Who's really behind Glutton?
Yeah.
And why are they targeting other cyber criminals?
Those are the big questions.
Right. We talked earlier about the potential link to Winty, but also the inconsistencies with their usual tactics.
Yeah, see.
So if it's not Winty, who could it be?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we don't have a definitive answer.
Right.
You know, it could be a rival hacking group.
Okay.
A nation-state actor with a different agenda.
Right.
Or even a group of vigilantes.
Vigilantes.
Yeah, taking the law into their own digital hands.
Wow, digital vigilantes.
It's possible.
So it's like the Wild West of the internet.
It kind of is.
With hackers fighting each other.
Yeah.
And maybe even trying to do some good along the way.
It's hard to know who to root for in this scenario.
It really is.
It's a complex and constantly evolving landscape.
Yeah.
But one thing is clear. The old rules of cybercrime no longer apply. We're seeing new players, new tactics, and new motivations emerging all the time.
Wow. So what does this mean for the average person?
Right.
How do we navigate this increasingly complex and unpredictable digital world?
I think the key is to stay informed and vigilant.
Okay.
Don't assume that you're immune to these threats just because you're not a big corporation or a government agency.
Yeah.
Everyone is a potential target in today's digital world.
So it's not just about protecting our computers anymore.
Right.
It's about protecting our entire digital lives.
Exactly. Our digital lives are becoming increasingly intertwined with our physical lives.
Right.
Our phones, our computers, our online accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They all hold valuable information about who we are,
what
we do, what we value.
It's more important than ever to be aware of the risks and take steps to protect ourselves.
Absolutely.
But it can feel overwhelming.
It can.
Especially with new threats like Glutton emerging all the time.
Right.
How do we stay ahead of the curve?
One of the best things you can do is stay informed about the latest cybersecurity threats.
Okay.
There are a lot of great resources out there.
Yeah.
Including blogs, podcasts, and news sites dedicated to cybersecurity.
Okay.
You can also follow security researchers and experts on social media.
Right.
To stay up to date on the latest trends.
So it's like staying informed about the weather before you go on a hike.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, you want to know what conditions you might encounter.
Right.
So you can be prepared.
Exactly. In the digital world, knowledge is power.
Okay.
The more you know about the threats out there, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself.
Right. Okay. So we need to stay informed.
Yeah.
But you also mentioned vigilance.
I did.
What does that look like in practice?
It means being mindful of your online activity.
Okay.
Pay attention to the websites you visit, the links you click on, the information you share online.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to question things that seem suspicious or too good to be true. And always remember that if something feels off, it probably is.
So it's about trusting our instincts.
Exactly.
And not being afraid to hit the pause button if something doesn't feel right.
Absolutely. A little bit of caution can go a long way in the digital world.
Good advice.
And remember, you're not alone in this fight.
Okay.
There's a whole community of security researchers, experts, and everyday people working to make the internet a safer place.
That's reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel like we're on our own when it comes to cybersecurity.
Oh, I understand that.
But knowing that there are others out there fighting the good fight gives me hope.
I'm glad.
Okay, so we've talked about staying informed, staying vigilant.
Yeah.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we haven't discussed yet.
Right.
Glutton's unusual lack of encryption,
right,
and its potential use as a tool for deception.
Yeah, so that's one of the most perplexing aspects of Glutton.
Okay.
You know, most sophisticated malware uses encryption,
right,
to hide its communications and make it harder for security researchers to analyze.
Okay.
But Glutton seems to be intentionally leaving its tracks exposed.
Really?
Yeah, sending data over unencrypted channels.
Oh, wow.
And leaving its code relatively easy to decipher.
So it's like they're leaving their fingerprints all over the crime scene.
That's a good way to put it.
Why would they do that?
That's the question that has cybersecurity experts baffled.
Yeah, I can see why.
Some speculate that it's a deliberate attempt to mislead investigators.
Right.
To make it look like someone else is behind the attack.
Oh, be a frame job?
Exactly.
Okay.
Others suggest that it could be a way to test the waters.
Okay.
To see how security researchers react to this new type of malware.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's possible that Glutton is actually a smokescreen.
It is.
A distraction from something even more sinister happening behind the scenes.
It's a possibility.
Wow.
And one that we can't afford to ignore.
Yeah, no kidding.
The world of cybercrime is full of surprises.
Yeah.
And we need to be prepared for the unexpected.
Okay, that's a sobering thought.
It is.
So while we might be able to protect ourselves from Glutton itself,
right,
we also need to be aware of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The possibility that this is just one piece of a much larger and more complex puzzle.
Absolutely. The discovery of Glutton has opened up a whole new chapter in the ongoing battle against cybercrime.
Right.
It's a reminder that we're in a constant arms race with the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be constantly evolving our tactics
and
strategies to stay ahead.
So it's not just about learning the steps
to
protect ourselves.
Yeah.
It's about staying curious, staying engaged,
mm-hmm.
and staying ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. The digital world is constantly changing,
right,
and so are the threats that we face.
Yeah.
We need to be adaptable, resourceful,
okay,
and always willing to learn new things.
That's a great message to carry with us.
Yeah, I hope so.
As we continue to explore the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity.
It is fascinating and important.
It is, and kind of scary.
It can be.
But we need to stay informed.
We do.
Okay, thanks for all of that.
You're welcome.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
But very important.
It is.
So before the break, we were talking about all the ways that Glutton can get into our systems.
Right. All those different entry points.
Yeah. And how sneaky it can be.
Uh-huh.
And now I think we should talk about what we can actually do to protect ourselves.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's scary. But like, what can we actually do?
So the good news is a lot of those basic cybersecurity practices that you've probably heard before still apply.
Oh, but
strong passwords are crucial.
Yeah, make them long, make them complex.
Exactly.
And unique for each account.
Yeah, don't use the same password for everything.
Right, okay, so that's a big one.
It is.
We got to remember that.
Mm-hmm. And it's also a good idea to enable multi-factor authentication.
Multi-factor authentication.
Wherever possible.
What's that?
So it adds an extra layer of security, making it much harder for hackers to get into your accounts, even if they have your password.
So it's like having a double lock on your front door.
That's a great analogy.
Strong passwords and multi-factor authentication. Got it.
Yeah.
But what about those of us who aren't like tech wizards?
Right.
Are there simpler steps we can take?
Definitely one of the most important things is to keep your software updated.
Okay, software updates.
Yes, remember those vulnerabilities we talked about earlier?
Yes, those weak spots.
Yeah, that Glutton can exploit.
Right.
Developers are constantly patching those vulnerabilities.
Okay.
Releasing updates to fix the flaws in their code.
So it's like fixing those cracks in your walls.
Exactly.
Before the burglar can squeeze through.
That's a good way to put it.
You have really good analogies, I have to say.
Well, they make it easier to understand.
Yeah, they really do.
So updating your software
is
like putting up a fresh coat of paint on your digital house.
I like that.
Making it much harder for Glutton to find a way in.
Okay, good. So we should always be updating our software.
Right. And don't just update your PHP frameworks like Laravel and ThinkPHP.
Right.
Keep your operating system updated. Your browsers, everything.
Everything, okay.
Yeah, because those updates often include important security patches that can protect you from malware.
So it's like a digital version of spring cleaning.
That's a great way to think about it. Yeah.
Get rid of all the old junk.
Yeah.
Patch up the holes.
Right.
Make sure everything is squeaky clean.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good weekend project.
It is a good idea to do that.
Okay.
And if you really want to ramp up your security, you might want to consider using a password manager.
A password manager?
Yeah.
Isn't that just for people who can't remember their passwords?
It can definitely help with that,
Okay.
but it's also a really powerful security tool.
Oh, hey.
A good password manager can generate strong, unique passwords for all your accounts
Okay.
and store them securely.
So you don't have to remember them all.
Exactly. It's like having a digital vault for your
Okay.
passwords, and it takes a lot of the hassle out of managing your online security.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal.
Yeah, it's a very useful tool.
So password managers update strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, anything else?
Yeah, you want to be cautious about what you click on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't open attachments from unknown senders,
Right.
and be wary of clicking on links in emails or social media messages.
Yeah, those links can be sketchy.
They can be, especially if they seem too good to be true.
Right. Too good to be true is always a red flag.
Yeah, because phishing scams are becoming increasingly sophisticated.
Right. And Glutton could easily be lurking behind those tempting offers or
Exactly.
urgent requests.
Right. It's all about being a little more skeptical online,
Yeah.
like not trusting every stranger who knocks on your digital door.
I like that a healthy dose of skepticism can go a long way
It really can.
in the digital world.
Absolutely.
Okay, and if you really want to be proactive, you might want to consider investing in some advanced security solutions.
Right, like an intrusion detection system.
Intrusion detection system sounds pretty high tech.
It is, but it can be a very valuable tool,
Okay.
especially if you're running a business or handling sensitive data. Think of it like a digital bodyguard for your network.
Oh, okay.
It constantly monitors for suspicious activity
Okay.
and can block Glutton before it can even get a foothold.
So it's like having someone watching your back all the time.
That's a good way to think about it, yeah.
Okay, so we've got layers of protection,
Right.
strong passwords, cautious clicking, maybe even a digital bodyguard.
Yeah.
Anything else?
One more thing, back up your data
Oh,
regularly.
yeah, back up your data.
Yeah, so if the worst happens and you do get hit by malware,
Okay.
you'll be able to restore your system without losing everything.
Okay, so it's like an insurance policy for your digital life.
That's a great way to put it.
You hope you never have to use it, but it's peace of mind knowing it's there.
Yeah, exactly. You never know when you might need it.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about how to protect ourselves from Glutton.
Right. A lot of different strategies.
Yeah, but let's shift gears for a moment
Okay.
and go back to something you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
The fact that Glutton has been used to target servers used by other cybercriminals.
Yeah, that's a really interesting aspect of this.
It is. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. So that's one of the most puzzling and intriguing aspects of Glutton. It's like the malware equivalent of a double agent.
Whoa, a double agent.
Yeah, playing both sides of the field.
Okay.
We've seen cases where Glutton has infiltrated servers used by ransomware groups, for example.
Ransomware groups.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who lock up your data
Right.
and demand a ransom to get it back.
Exactly.
So Glutton is essentially stealing from the thieves.
That's a good way to put it.
Is that even possible?
It definitely is. Remember, Glutton is designed in that modular way.
Right, those Lego blocks.
Yeah.
So it can be adapted for different purposes.
Right. In the case of ransomware groups,
Okay.
Glutton could potentially be used to steal their encryption keys.
Oh, there are encryption keys.
Yeah, the digital codes they use to lock up victims' data.
So it's like Glutton is stealing the master key.
Yeah.
That unlocks all the digital safes.
That's a great analogy.
Wow, that's
It's
amazing.
a fascinating twist in the ongoing battle against cybercrime.
But it also raises some important questions
It does.
about the motives behind these attacks.
Yeah, who's really behind Glutton and why are they targeting other cybercriminals?
Right. We talked earlier about the potential link to Winty, but also the inconsistencies with their usual tactics.
Right, like a lack of encryption.
Right. So if it's not Winty, who could it be?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right, it is.
And unfortunately, we don't have a definitive answer.
Right.
It could be a rival hacking group,
Okay.
a nation-state actor with a different agenda,
Oh.
or even a group of vigilantes.
Vigilantes?
Yeah, taking the law into their own digital hands.
Digital vigilantes, that's wild.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting possibility.
So it's like the Wild West of the internet,
It kind of is.
with hackers fighting each other,
Yeah.
and maybe even trying to do some good along the way.
It's hard to know who to root for in this scenario.
It really is. It's a complex and constantly evolving landscape.
It is, and one thing is clear, the old rules of cybercrime no longer apply.
Wow.
We're seeing new players, new tactics, new motivations emerging all the time.
So what does this mean for the average person?
Right.
How do we navigate this increasingly complex and unpredictable digital world?
I think the key is to stay informed and vigilant.
Okay, informed and vigilant.
Yeah, don't assume that you're immune to these threats just because you're not a big corporation or a government agency.
Yeah.
Everyone is a potential target in today's digital world.
So it's not just about protecting our computers anymore.
Right.
It's about protecting our entire digital lives.
Exactly, because our digital lives are becoming increasingly intertwined with our physical lives.
Right.
Our phones, our computers, our online accounts,
yeah.
They all hold valuable information about who we are, what we do, what we value.
It's more important than ever to be aware of the risks and take steps to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. But it can feel overwhelming.
It can.
Especially with new threats like Glutton emerging all the time.
Yeah, it feels like every day there's something new.
Right. It's a constantly evolving landscape.
How do we stay ahead of the curve?
One of the best things you can do is stay informed about the latest cybersecurity threats.
Okay, stay informed.
Yeah, there are a lot of great resources out there.
Like what?
Including blogs, podcasts, news sites dedicated to cybersecurity.
Oh, good.
You can also follow security researchers and experts on social media.
Right, so you can get the news right from the source.
Exactly, to stay up to date on the latest trends.
So it's like staying informed about the weather before you go on a hike.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. You want to know what conditions you might encounter.
Right.
So you can be prepared.
Exactly. And in the digital world, knowledge is power.
Right. The more you know about the threats out there, the better equipped you'll be to protect yourself.
Absolutely. That's why we're doing this deep dive.
Right. To educate and inform.
Exactly.
Okay. So we need to stay informed. But you also mentioned vigilance.
I did. What does that look like in practice?
Yeah, what do we actually do?
It means being mindful of your online activity.
Okay.
Pay attention to the websites you visit, the links you click on, the information you share online.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to question things that seem suspicious or too good to be true.
Right. Trust your gut.
Exactly. And always remember that if something feels off, it probably is.
Yeah, okay. So it's about trusting our instincts.
It is.
And not being afraid to hit the pause button if something doesn't feel right.
Right. Sometimes it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. Good advice.
And remember, you're not alone in this fight.
Oh, that's good.
There's a whole community of security researchers, experts, and everyday people working to make the internet a safer place.
That's reassuring to hear, because it's easy to feel like we're on our own when it comes to cybersecurity.
I understand that it can feel very isolating.
But knowing that there are others out there fighting the good fight gives me hope.
I'm glad to hear. Yeah, there are a lot of people who care about this.
Okay, so we've talked about staying informed, staying vigilant.
Uh-huh.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we haven't discussed yet.
Okay.
Glutton's unusual lack of encryption.
Right.
And its potential use as a tool for deception.
Yeah, that's a very interesting aspect of this malware.
So we've spent a lot of time in this deep dive going over Glutton, its unusual behaviors, and how it really just kind of turns the cybersecurity world on its head.
It really does. I mean, you don't see malware targeting other cybercriminals every day.
It's a real game changer.
Absolutely. It's modular design. That ability to target both, you know, legitimate systems and cybercriminals, and then the lack of encryption, and that makes it just a fascinating case study in the evolution of malware.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, you know, if Glutton is a sign of things to come, what does the future hold for cybersecurity? Are we headed towards like a digital Wild West where anything goes? Or is there hope for a more, you know, secure and stable online world?
I think there's always hope. You know, human ingenuity is what got us into this digital age, and I believe it's what will help us navigate these challenges ahead. But we need to be proactive, not reactive. You know, we need to be constantly learning, adapting, collaborating to stay ahead of these threats.
So it's not just about building higher walls and stronger locks. It's more about understanding, like, the psychology of the attackers, anticipating their next move, and outsmarting them at their own game.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is as much about human behavior as it is about technology. We need to understand the motivations of the attackers, the techniques they use, the vulnerabilities they exploit, and we need to be constantly educating ourselves and each other about the best ways to protect ourselves.
So knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
The more we know about the threats we face, the better equipped we'll be to defend ourselves.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And the good news is that there's a wealth of information available to anyone who's willing to seek it out. You know, there are blogs, podcasts, news sites dedicated to cybersecurity. There are online communities where security professionals and enthusiasts can share their knowledge and insights. And there are tons of educational resources available to help people of all skill levels learn the basics of cybersecurity.
That's fantastic to hear. It sounds like there's this whole ecosystem of support out there for anyone who wants to learn more about cybersecurity and how to protect themselves.
There is, and it's growing every day. I mean, the cybersecurity community is incredibly passionate and dedicated, and they're always willing to help others learn and grow.
That's inspiring. It gives me hope that even though the threats are evolving and becoming more sophisticated, so are the defenses.
I agree. The future of cybersecurity may be uncertain, but I believe that with the right knowledge, the right tools, and the right mindset, we can create a safer and more secure digital world for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I want to thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the world of Glutton malware. We learned a lot today about its unique characteristics, its potential impact, and most importantly, how we can all stay safe in an increasingly complex digital world. Until next time, stay curious, stay vigilant, and stay safe out there.